Carbo-veg, collapse and flatulence. Carbo-veg is made of wood charcoal, a substance that has long been used in non-homeopathic form to treat wind. For carbo-veg, there are three areas of application to think about. These are collapse, low vitality after an acute illness, and digestive problems and flatulence. So in terms of the first one, collapse, this remedy is also known as the corpse reviver. It's a useful remedy for collapse or extreme weakness from any cause that results in coldness, low vitality, and circulatory stagnation, with pale or blue-tinged skin, breathlessness, and a desire to be fanned or a need for fresh air. So you can see that this, in its extreme form, will often relate to the body having been deprived of oxygen, as might happen after a near-choking or near-drowning scenario in severe asthma or in late-stage lung or heart diseases. This is the primary homeopathic remedy for circulatory shock, which can result from a range of severe conditions, including severe blood loss. Obviously, all of the above are medical emergencies, and emergency medical help must be sought immediately. On a more day-to-day basis, we see a much less severe form of this remedy state in people, especially elderly people, who are left exhausted and easily breathless after an acute illness. In this state, the skin can feel cold and clammy to the touch. There might be an icy coldness to the limbs. They feel weak. Their breath feels cool, and they will probably want the windows wide open so that they can get a breath of fresh air. In spite of their face and their skin being pale and their limbs cold, their head might feel a little bit hot. In this worn out, depleted state, the mental and emotional picture that accompanies it is usually one of apathy, indifference, or confusion, or there may be a sense of slight anxiety. The digestive system may also be affected in this low vitality state and may be affected by flatulence and slow digestion. Equally, it can be useful for anybody having temporary flatulence issues where the picture fits. In the digestion, the carbo-veg state involves the following. The abdomen may be distended with trapped wind, with a feeling of fullness, and a waistband around the middle can feel very uncomfortable. There may be burping or possibly regurgitation, often with a sour or putrid taste or quality to it. Generally speaking, passing wind, either up or down, can bring some temporary relief. There may be burning or cramping pains in the stomach. So for most people in the carbo-veg state, foods are generally slow to digest and predominantly turn to gas. But in particular, rich or fatty foods and meat and fish, especially those that are not entirely fresh, can really aggravate the digestive complaints. So actually, for anybody who's eaten meat or fish that they suspect was less than fresh, or has overindulged in rich or high-fat foods and ended up with wind and discomfort, this is one of the key remedies to think about. The other remedy that comes to mind for wind is lycopodium, but here, the digestive state is more likely to be aggravated by bread and high gluten foods or pulses or things in the brassica family such as cabbage. Carbo-veg can be a handy remedy to have in the morning after the night before type state. So think of this remedy for hot, heavy morning headaches after overindulgence in rich foods or wine, especially where the general picture fits. Finally, to summarise, carbo-veg symptoms generally feel worse for warmth and worse for warm or humid weather and feel much better for access to cool, fresh air. Carbo-veg pains tend to be burning in nature, and there can be a feeling of internal burning in spite of an external coldness of the skin and the limbs.